You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Things continue to get worse for Australia, who followed up a limp display in Melbourne and a week fending off criticism by being dismissed for 74 on their way to a 4-wicket defeat to Sri Lanka in the third ODI in Brisbane. Sri Lanka may never win an ODI comprehensively again. They reached their target with 30 overs to spare. Australia have never lost an ODI with as many balls remaining, and at one point were reeling at 40 for 9 before career bests of 22 and 15 from Mitchell Starc and Xavier Doherty added 34 for the final wicket and at least took them past their previous lowest total of 70. Nuwan Kulasekara did the bulk of the damage for Sri Lanka, returning 5 for 22 with an outstanding display of skilled swing bowling. And although Australia bowled well themselves, innings of 22 from Tilakaratne Dilshan and Kushal Pereira saw the tourists home and into a 2-1 lead in the series with two games remaining. The ICC has confirmed that a number of matches in the Women's World Cup, which gets underway later this month, have been moved from Mumbai to Cuttack. Concerns had begun to grow over whether Pakistan's team would have been able to compete without protests being made or matches being disrupted, but Cuttack has stepped in and will become the tournament's second host city. A number of Group and Super 6 games will now be played at two grounds in Cuttack, with the revised schedule set to be announced on Monday when the tournament is officially launched in Mumbai. The other teams in Pakistan's initial group are Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. Fast bowler Jackson Bird has joined up with Australia's squad ahead of the fourth one-day international against Sri Lanka. Ben Cutting had been included as cover for the third game in Brisbane, which Sri Lanka won as you've been hearing, but he was subsequently released to play in the Big Bash final. With Mitchell Starc and Mitchell Johnson having been injury concerns leading into that match, Bird has been added to the squad to offer another quick bowling option ahead of the game in Sydney. Bird has played two tests for Australia, both against Sri Lanka earlier in the summer, but he's yet to make his ODI debut, and he's played only seven one-day games for Tasmania in his career to date.